USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's last day working for the Trump administration will be Wednesday. She is out as the administration looks to retool their strategy on immigration and border security. Kevin Hassett is the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers. He tells Fox Business that Nielsen did a fine job.
I can say that I worked very closely with Secretary Nielsen all the way back to when she was the Deputy Chief of Staff, and that she was a real asset to this White House. And we're sorry to see her go and grateful for her service. But, you know, I've been in the room with her and a whole bunch of people in the White House, including the president, and never seen anything other than, you know, collegiality.
Actress Felicity Huffman will plead guilty in a massive college admissions cheating scandal. Huffman, along with 13 other parents and one college coach, have agreed to plead guilty. Huffman is charged with helping her daughter cheat on college entrance exams. The Dow lost 84 points to close at 26,341. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
American Airlines is canceling flights as far as early June as the Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts remain grounded. The airline has said earlier about 90 flights each day would be canceled through April 24th, but that timeline has been extended now through June 5th. The Centers for Disease Control is now warning for new mysterious outbreaks in the southeast. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli. E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
The winner of the NCAA Basketball National Championship will be crowned tonight when Virginia takes on Texas Tech, with tip-off just after 9:20 Eastern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of measles cases recorded across the United States rose by almost 100 last week. The CDC says 465 cases have been confirmed in 19 states so far in 2019, the second highest total since the measles was declared eliminated in the United States almost two decades ago. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on why the measles are such a big deal.
Measles could make a foothold again in the United States, which it hasn't had since 2000, the year 2000. And then you could see more cases of pneumonia, more cases of brain swelling, and even death. Still 100,000 deaths from measles worldwide. This was brought in from a traveler from Israel.
Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. A man hops into the ring with a legendary wrestler without permission and now faces criminal charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The 26-year-old man from Nebraska jumped into the ring and tackled Bret the Hitman Hart. During the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies, the attacker was able to get a punch on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend after entering the ring from behind Hart. This man was in the stands watching.
I was just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker was quickly overwhelmed by security and a lot of other wrestlers who were close by. They're at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.